This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
Behold, in the Webster says, to have insight, to see clearly, to look at, to regard with the eyes, to direct the eyes to, and I love this one, to fix them upon. To look, to see. The ESV uses the word behold 1,069 times. The King James, the faithful King James, uses the word 1,298 times. We find the word behold. I watch my child. And she's adorable. She's a year old now. And she's adorable for about an hour a day. This morning we missed that hour. We're praying that there will be an hour of adorability today somewhere. But I watch her as she explores the world. Every time she sees a cat, her life is transformed. Every time we're at my parents, they've got this labby, and her life is transformed. She gets overexcited about this labby, and the labby gets overexcited about her, and it's a mess because they just keep rolling over each other and they're licking each other, and it's just disgusting. As a parent, you kind of go, at least she's entertained. What do I do? It's awkward moments. But she appreciates everything she sees and experiences. Except all the gifts she got last night. She wasn't into any of them. She preferred the box. Money. Use toy. Educational toy. Box. We as humans have this incredibly sad thing we do. In South Africa, we got what we call the Cape Sparrow. Does anyone know what the Cape Sparrow is? The Afrikaans name for the Cape Sparrow? Dimosi. And the first time a child sees a mossy, they are overwhelmed, overcome. They will watch this bird come down and eat half your plate of food, and how they pick around and how they carry on. And then we tell this child, my dear child, this is the Cape Sparrow, aka the mossy. He is found in Southern Africa. He's a medium-sized sparrow between 14 and 16 centimeters. We tell him about the colors that they come in. We tell him about, we identify the Latin name, which I'm not going to even try. We're going to tell him that this is a common bird. It's a common species. And soon our children will no more look at the mossy. Because I understand the mossy, I know the mossy, tick mossy. And we start going through life without being able to appreciate the finer things in life. We have to be so careful that this doesn't happen to us during the time of Christmas. Another Christmas, another day, another time that we're just rushing crazy to get gifts and rushing crazy to make sure that the lunch is ready, rushing, and missing the beauty of the moment of the day and what it represents. Every year in this Baptist church, we would have the nativity play on the stage, and one year I was a wise man. That wasn't so wise of them, and then they realized that's not working. I didn't have the character, persona, personality of a wise man. I was that kid that could never sit still. And so they tried to make me a shepherd. That didn't work so well neither, because they gave us these long shepherd cool hook toys. And the next year I wasn't in the play at all. I remember the excitement of practicing, and we take towels, and you have to wrap yourself sort of in a towel, and then a towel on the head, and it's just everything's towels. I never understood why I had to wear towels. But the excitement and the joy. There'd be a manger on the stage with this little Bob, this little doll. It's always a woman doll. Never understood that. This for me, this weirdest thing. But no one really looked into it, so it was fine, I guess. The excitement that we see in our children. My mom was sharing last night as we were having dinner together with the family. She's saying to my wife, she's saying, How what a bad experience Christmas was, Christmas Eve, the night before, because my mom would make a spread of food like only good moms can do, right? And I'd sit there and I'm like, can we please open the gifts? Can we please open the gifts? And I'd ruin the dinner completely. My mom then never worked out that if they gave the gifts before the dinner, it would have worked better. Ladies and gentlemen, can I ask that in this brief time that we once again are able to behold, to gaze upon, to focus upon, to see clearly, the next day, he saw Jesus coming towards him, this being John the Baptist, and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." I'd like to bring before you, in closing, two pictures. The first picture. Christ, the little baby. And bring to remembrance how there was no space for them, and that he had to be born in a manger. A humble family with humble beginnings. Celebrated by a few wise men and a few shepherds who were able to recognize and behold the Messiah. And then the last picture.
remembering and beholding that it's all about Christ who came to die for our sins. It did not end as a little baby in a manger. That is just part of the story. But that baby came to make a way for us to live eternally with Christ. We come familiar with the story. We hear it every Christmas. May I ask that we once again behold in adoration the beauty and the perfection of the cross, where Christ became a curse for us. Let us stand and pray together. Jesus, we declare that you are God eternal, but that you are Emmanuel, God with us. That as we stand together, you are with us in our midst. We pray that during this time of fellowship and friendship, and for those of us that have family here, and those of us that's missing our family that's not here, that we will behold that you are with us. I pray the prayers of which I can only imagine John the Beloved, that had his head on your bosom, that just wanted to be close to the Messiah. I pray for that same hunger and desire for us to be able to be close to behold. Lord, we will never totally understand the sacrifice that you made to come to earth and to die on that cross on our behalf, but we can receive the free gift of our salvation. And though it's free, it's not cheap. Let us not cheapen the birth. Let us not cheapen the cross. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening. Remember that our sermon audio and videos are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.